Good morning. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 22. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you."
Off the pages and into the action. Well, the first gospel on Broadway we're going to be seeking out is through Jesus Christ Superstar, which relates to the actual gospel in our Bible. And so, yes, it does come to us right out of the New Testament. It opened to protest, but it actually stayed fairly close to Scripture. The show manages to capture the humanity, both of the human essence of Jesus, but also of the disciples, particularly Mary and Judas. Instead of seeing him as the villain, Judas is portrayed in a positive light as following Jesus' plan, despite not fully agreeing with it. As Mary sees Jesus as a man, he's just a man. But in seeing Jesus as a courageous, driven, faithful, power-filled, and yet ultimately vulnerable man, we relate to him. We recognize his bravery and conviction as something more than a mere superhero who fulfilled a divine plan. Instead, he becomes an inspiration who lives a divine life and invites and inspires us to do the same, no matter how hard, no matter how great the sacrifice. Mary sees him in his power, but she also sees him in his vulnerability. When we see all of us, Jesus, Mary, the disciples, our own selves, brothers and sisters, we recognize that we have empathy among us because ultimately there's something about us that's the same. We're so much more capable of relating, understanding, and thus following. Perhaps in our confusion, perhaps in our humanity, perhaps in our questioning, our seeking, and in our desire to connect, we do experience the divinity among us. Here's Mary and a couple of her questions.
Changed, yes, really changed. be lost, I'd be frightened. I couldn't cope, just couldn't cope. I'd turn my back, I'd walk away. I wouldn't want to know. He scares me so, I want him so.
Just as we are reminded that humanity can lead us fully into our divinity as we embrace it, that Jesus can lead us to find our power and allow the Spirit to live in us, so are we ever aware of the darkness that can live in us. The phantom represents our dark sides. The darkness of humanity, the pain, the fear, maybe even the evil that lives in us, luring us to take hold, to give in, to take over. In our exploration of this show, we reflected upon the way a cruel act can manifest evil in the world, how kindness could have saved the Phantom had it been enacted when he was a boy, tortured and isolated. And yet instead, the abused became the abuser. We see this played out over and over again in our world today. His very name alludes to something deeper. He is a phantom. There, inside our minds, and only when we, like Christine, are brave enough to face the phantoms, to look at the darkness, to embrace it even, will we ever be free of it?
Our strange duet, my power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn from me to glance behind, the phantom of the opera is there inside your mind.
The Phantom's darkness was that of a horror story, our own darkness personified. Ultimately, we have to be able to look at our world and our own culpabilities, to look at ourselves as we name the injustice. And then we must seek to manifest divine justice. And so as we give today, we invite ourselves to look at the dark places in our world and how we have intentionally or more likely inadvertently given power to the dark forces that have caused for evil and destruction, oppression and injustice. As we seek to be a church that manifests divine justice. We do this together in many ways, whether it's seeking justice for the LGBT community, living out our lives as a sanctuary, an open, welcoming, and affirming congregation, or seeking justice for immigrants, those who have been separated from their families at the border, for children who even now are separated in cages or unmarked motels, living in fear. There are so many living in fear right here in our community. Whether it's about wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, caring for our neighbor, showing love, or invoking fear and intimidation. Whether it's about racial justice, as we acknowledge the ongoing racism in our world, discrimination in our justice system, the penal system, ongoing racism in our own communities. We reflect back on South Pacific, a show that was radical in its day and age. Rodgers and Hammerstein pushed the envelope and addressed racism. But unfortunately, what was radically inclusive in 1949 is not so today. The show is so dated by our own 21st century standards. But just as we are called not to be stuck in the literalism of the Bible, to be stuck in the first century and earlier, we are called instead to appreciate how radical our scripture was in its day. Thus, we are so challenged to be just as forward-thinking as our biblical writers were and as Jesus was in his day in our own. So, too, are we challenged to think about how South Pacific was a pushing an envelope kind of show while still naming its internal bias and prejudice, challenging us to be forward-thinking and radical today. Now, our 21st century ears may sting listening to some of the next song. Mine certainly do. And when we had more time together that summer, we certainly deconstructed this inherent racism of the show itself, and we named both the racism and the sexism. But we also can appreciate the point of the song that we have to be carefully taught. So as we enter into this time of offering, let us give, mindful that we are Christians who are choosing to teach God's love and learn by Jesus' example. So let us give with a generous heart, an inclusive heart, an intention to think and teach and learn, to ask questions and not avoid the hard and the ugly, but to look for the light. For in humanity is divinity, and if we don't look, we won't ever find it. Let us give with such an open mind. So you can give by going to ocfairviewchurch.org/donate, and you can just text GIVE 714-584-6990. Adam has it right here below me. You can mail a check to 2525 Fairview Road in Costa Mesa, California, 92626. So all the info is here on the screen. It's on the sidebar. You can click. But we thank you. We thank you for your generosity, for your love, and for your commitment to doing the hard work and to trying to make a real difference in our world, starting right here in our community. So let's give and let's listen.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drilled in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Yes, we must be carefully taught. Must be carefully and insidiously taught to hate. So we must be taught to see our privilege. So we must be taught to empathize with one another. So we must be taught to stand up and to speak out. In our day, we see those who are taught to see the affirmation of Black Lives Matter as an affront to their own white privilege and therefore vilify others. So we must teach the very opposite, to speak the truth about racial injustice in our land, and not just speak against racism, but to teach to be anti-racist, to look at ourselves and our own racial bias and learn about the many layers that exist inside of our very selves so that we can do that very hard work of dismantling it internally and thus sharing in the dismantling of it externally in our world. Let us be reminded that there are those who would rather point the finger and call the names than do the work of the Christian. The hard work to name injustice and to then work for love. So interestingly enough, the Sound of Music addresses something similar as the Von Trapp family faces off against Nazis. Stealing away as refugees, the Nazis try to force Captain Von Trapp to join their cause. Having finally recognizing that her call was not to serve God in a convent, but to do so by loving the Von Trapp children and finding love in return, not just from the kids, but also from Captain Von Trapp himself, Maria reminds us that God is in church, and yet God is beyond. Her experience of hearing the sound of music in the hills reminds us that God is everywhere. God calls us to serve where we are and to respond with courage and love in whatever situation we find ourselves in. She was not destined to become a nun, but she knew and she embraced not only herself but also her family as they claimed their destiny to use their gifts, their voices, and their song, their very hearts, to make a stand. She knew this God internally, and it was this God that called her out of the convent and into the Von Trapp home, and then far beyond it as they sought refuge outside of Austria. Their escape from Nazis were precipitated by what were assumed to be their national song. It's somewhat like the controversy over the national anthem in America, where they were protesting the injustice in their land. And in their case, they love it and leave it, loving their homeland enough to flee rather than condone the Nazi takeover, or worse, forced to participate in it. So the beloved Sound of Music calls us to action, to be brave against those who would claim white supremacy, who use their white privilege as means of opposition and oppression, and who seek to destroy the very innate value of each and every one of God's children. There's something more when you take the time to pull the layers off of each of our Broadway shows, and as we pull the layers off, looking at the gospel and the Sound of Music, we hear a sound of justice and a call, a cry to follow, to appreciate the beauty and yet to see its injustice and seek out the places of hope and justice in our world. Let's listen with new ears to hear.
Good morning, Fairview. My name is Christina Moritz, and I will be singing Edelweiss from Sound of Music.
And so the Von Trapps forged their way out of Austria, singing as they left, with hope, commitment, and a belief in a God that would carry them through. And with the help of God's people, they escaped. The opening song reminded us that God is everywhere. The hills are alive with the sound of music and the presence of God. God is everywhere. And if we are intentional that we will experience God, we probably will experience God. So in pausing for communion, we let the very ordinary become extraordinary. We look for God where we are, right here, and we recognize that God is among us. We see the sacred and the holy already is right here. And that's the point of our gospel on Broadway, is that whether we look on Broadway or in our own homes, God has scripted a story for each of us, and all we have to do is open our eyes and see, open our ears and hear, for God is present among us. Still singing a story, a call for us. And as we take communion, we recognize that it is in the very ordinary bread, or whatever it is you have at your home. The very ordinary, that the sacred exists. And so we'll take our communion with our ordinary stuff. But first we'll name whatever it is that's fully holding us back from fully experiencing God in our lives, for fully recognizing the holy in us. We have named our injustice in our world, and together we ask for collective forgiveness as we work to right it, to seek God's ways and humbly walk, letting God be our guide. So for the times that we have been led by the phantoms in our head, when self-doubt or insecurity or plain old fear has gotten the better of us, when we have acted out of anger and not with humility, compassion, or justice, we apologize and we ask forgiveness. And now we let go of it all. The corporate stuff that we collectively let go, and that internal stuff that can be a little harder as we name our own phantoms. But we name it and lift it up and ask our God to be present among us, to forgive us from our wrongs and lead us into the ways of righteousness as we come to the communion table, a table of love. I did promise you communion after all. Yes, we'll have communion. And so I hope you're ready for communion, because now let's have communion together, together, together. Remember Jesus, who gathered with his friends, his beloved, his family, and together they ate the simple bread and drank of the simple cup, the ordinary stuff. And with that ordinary, ordinary bread, he lifted it and he broke it, saying, "This bread is like my body, broken. It's like my heart, broken, like our world, broken, like our lives, sometimes just broken. But when you embrace the broken, may you be whole again. May you see the Spirit at work in you. May you know that it is in examining the brokenness, taking it in, that we fully have the opportunity to heal it. May you find healing." And likewise, he took the very simple cup. They had shared it together that evening, and he lifted it, saying, "This cup represents a new covenant, a promise between me and you, a promise that you will never be alone, for I will always be with you. May these cup of blessings overflow. As you drink of the sweetness of this cup, may you taste the sweetness of life. For together we are in the eternal presence of now." And so with the broken bread and the sweet cup, he offered them to his dearest disciples, his friends, his family. And together, they ate and drank and were blessed. May it be so. Thank you, Elena, for that special song out of Godspell, All Good Gifts Are Around Us. And so we thank the Lord. Oh, thank you, God, for your presence embodied in friends and family, in Jesus, in our very communion, breaking through us in all ways. Because beyond the book, we have found your gospel alive in our lives, on Broadway, in song, in heart, singing to us, feeding us, and challenging us along our way. This is definitely one of Fairview's greatest hits. And now you know why. So for me, I'll continue to remember to be intentional and to always choose God's way on Broadway.
They say the Bible's black and white, that's God's way. God wrote the book, and that is all.
But God's not only black and white, and all. That's God's way.
On Broadway.
They say it's just a show for fun on Broadway.
On Broadway.
But here is truth and light for all who hear.
Because if you just look for God,
then you will find out. Song for those with ears. That's God's way.
On Broadway.
They say that I won't fit in church. That's God's way.
On Broadway.
But they don't know God circles deep and wide.
They say that only some belong. The truth is Jesus.
God is with me, I'm the star. That's God's plan.
And so, brothers and sisters, go out. Go out into a world that is broken, where too often the miserable hurt and despair, and the phantoms haunt from within, the Nazis threaten from without. Listen to the sound of music. Everywhere in every season, singing of love, challenging us to seek divine justice, to carefully teach it so that tomorrow's hope is lived out today. Embraced, challenged, and sent out, we seek to live in God's ways in all our days, in the broad way, the broad, inclusive way. That is our God. So go and carry the light. Amen. Amen.